Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Hello, everybody, and we are here with the final part of the 2024 Music Debate Trilogy. And, it's definitely an episode. I can confirm that this is an episode. Did it go as planned? Well, you're about to hear. I had said to the chaps and the lovely ladies that, go ahead and have a pre-drink before the show if you'd like to. I often drink before recording, so why should they do it? We recorded it later than usual, so it gave those Americans time to relax and kick back and have fun. And, you're going to hear the results of that. Some of the song picks, I've got to be honest, aren't actually even songs. I should have clarified that I required them to be song choices and not song performances. Usually I record the intro to the episode directly after recording the episode, but instead there's been almost a day of trying to get a hold of these songs to edit because I couldn't understand the name of the band. They got the song titles wrong, or the songs don't actually exist. And, it's an episode, and it will be Christmas-themed kickback songs. So if you're driving home, or if you're maybe going out on a winter walk, or maybe you're just stoned, or you're hungover and on the toilet for too long, this is an episode for us. So yeah, let's include ourselves in that. So returning, it's myself, the great Adam the H-Man Hughes, also known as Hughesy, and Horseshoe Hughes, going up against the Chadster, and going up against Little Lemmy, under the judgmental eye of the great Mike Durban, the host of Get My Go, who at the time of recording this, we are 48 hours away from recording the Get My Go Christmas special. I hope it goes to plan. I'm looking forward to it. And I will return the favor by being drunk during that recording too. I always get my own way in the end. So at the Hughesy on Twitter, at the Hughesy on Instagram, and to see the video footage of tonight's car crash, episode, then you can go to Hughesy Entertainment on YouTube. It does not cost a lot to become a YouTube member. And frankly, a small amount of your money helps keep the YouTube channel going. YouTube is very time consuming. It takes a lot of effort to keep stuff running. So even just a small amount of support by multiple people really does help out in the long run. So thanks in advance. And if you don't become a YouTube member, then you probably should have skipped this part. It's probably not interesting to you. So we're going to go right into it. This is about an hour long I would call it content. I wouldn't say that it's a great episode or a logical debate. But I'm pretty sure anybody not from America who's into music is probably going to fucking roll their eyes thinking, what the fuck is going on here? But you'll find out very soon. So we're going to say Mike Durban, Chadster, Little Lemmy, hello. Before we would usually do this type of episode, it would be a one versus one with the judge to come on. More explanation to what's happening in just a second as we bring on the main one, of course. Hello, Lemmy. How are you?
Mean? I'm nice as pie. I don't know what you mean, mean. I've never been mean to anybody.
Okay, I think you're replying to a different conversation. But and then, of course, here is the Chadster.
I hate the Chadster pentatonics.
Hard. Oh, fuck.
There is none.
Oh, thank God. So I came up with this great idea. Well, not came up with it. It's not the only one. There was, first of all, it was me versus Chad, then me versus Lemmy. And I thought we should do Chad versus Lemmy. But then I thought, but that'll be another one that I have to put effort into editing. So then I came up with this original idea. I thought, what about if it's me versus Chad versus Lemmy? I've never done that before. Then I realized I've actually done this about 6 or 7 times before. So I've got to stop drinking. I won't, but it really would benefit me to quit. So when it came to doing a 3-way tie, there was nobody else that I could think of that would be better for the choice when it comes to a audio taster than the guy, the one of the most tight audio Nazis that I've ever heard of. I always say he loves audio so much that his first name is named after something from audio. It's the great, the only Mike Durband. How are you doing today, Mike?
Very good. Thank you for having me on.
By the way,
I hate being live, but I'll do it for you.
Okay. I was just wondering, I really like your background, but I wish that I could physically own that background. If I was one to physically own what's in your background, where can I go?
You can go to MikeDurban.com and you can get your very own Conan Major Bendy's figure, or as he calls it, a figurine.
That right there, that's a sign of my bank details being sent to MikeDurban.com to buy me one of them their toys. Right, Lemmy?
Right.
Conan big, Conan gay.
And we're making our Yuletide gay this year because this will be the final of the music debates, any type of discussion about music this year as we begin to wrap up. Durban has a black Santa hat, which is a unique choice. ironically, not that we're talking about films, but there is a film about, shall we say, it's called Black Christmas, where a woman is rapeted. And I think that says a lot about you.
A cocksucker, that's you.
Okay, that's enough of you, Bob. So, Durban, did you listen to the previous episodes of the contest?
No.
Okay, this is going to go great.
But I do know how to judge, and I've listened to all the songs that you all gave me, so I'm ready.
Excellent. And before we get up, we begin the thing. Chad and Lemmy, have you gone with the new list, or is this a different list?
I've got a new list. I've got a whole new list.
Oh, nice.
Completely new.
Excellent. I like the way this is going. Well, Durban, have you noticed who's in the bottom right corner of the screen?
I sure did.
Excellent. Should we let him pick, go with his first five, or would you like to pick who goes first?
What are we doing? Like, it's one on one? Like, how?
Yeah,
we...
yeah.
Okay.
I guess you could say it's a... 5 triple threats there, man.
Shut the fuck up, Ray. I'm speaking.
Wow. And expect a whole lot more from that if you fuck with Lemmy. Right, Lemmy?
Correct. Fucking A.
I love that one.
It is a good
fuck
one.
A B. It's got more holes.
If I pop in your wife's mouth and then she goes over and spits it in your mouth, how am I involved? I just fucked your wife. What does that have to do with me?
You hear that, Granny? Anyway, so, Durban, who would you like to go first?
Ladies first.
Chad, go ahead.
I knew you were going to do that.
It's one of my hilarious jokes.
Bottom right.
Lemmy, would you like to go first with your number five?
Sure. My number five is Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt.
Ooh, why do you like this one?
Well, I love the song, and I also love Eartha Kitt. I loved her as Catwoman, and I loved her as Yzma on The Emperor's New Groove.
Emperor's New Groove? Is that the prequel to when Stella got her groove back?
Woo! Yeah.
Yeah. So, Eartha Kitt, of course, was in one of my favorite Eddie Murphy films, Boomerang, where she played a dirty, horny one. Darban, what do you think of those women? Do you think they're attractive?
Sure.
You think old women are attractive?
Old women, yeah.
Why, what do you think I meant? Anyway. Hey, Darban, were you about to say that all black women are extremely unattractive?
Wasn't about to say that, no.
Oh, that's good. I was worried in case you were going to say that they were, because that would have been rude, and I wouldn't be able to handle that stuff. Are you writing these down, Durban, by the way?
I wrote notes on everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who is next up against Lemmy?
Chad.
Oh.
Bottom right, Chad.
So I actually asked for a clarification from the judge if I was allowed to use this as my number five. I am using the Monkees Christmas Medley from 1986 on MTV. It was a special song released only on MTV. It was a compilation of many songs, but it was the Monkees getting together one more time for a Christmas medley.
The Jackson 5?
Yes, otherwise known as the Monkees, but yes, okay. We'll go with that.
Okay. But what do you like about this one for?
I'm a Monkees fan, and it was them getting back together one more time to do a Christmas medley. And at the end, the reveal was Santa Claus was the fourth monkey. So, I get the Jackson 5 now. I get it. All right. Yeah, maybe it was the Jackson 5. He's so ridiculous.
I'm just saying that.
It was a reunion. In 86, the Monkees got back together, had a multi-million-dollar reunion tour, so they threw out a Christmas medley. And it was on MTV with all the hosts, and they're all dancing around the MTV studio doing Christmas shticks. So I like it. Very much part of my youth.
Do you remember me earlier talking about how unintelligent I was?
I don't. Unintelligent of me.
Well, this is how unintelligent I am. We get a great super chat from Matt Wilson.
Thanks for the $2, Matt Wilson.
Nice robe, Mike, taking the judge role seriously.
Thank you, Matt.
Didn't even put two and two together on that.
Yeah, same here. This water's going right to my head. I'm drunk on Nazi gold. But thank you, Matt Wilson. And thank you, Darban, for the effort. Okay, so what I'm going to go with number five to go up against that one, boys, girls.
Speaking of effort, remember Joe Feeney's Christmas attire on the last Get My Go episode, Christmas episode?
Yeah.
You know, you love that one, Husey.
Yeah, there's nothing that says Santa more than the Columbine shooters. Like, even mass murderers enjoy a party. And that's what it's all about. I thought it was good for him to finally mix it up with something different. And just wait until this Guns N' Roses tour is announced tomorrow. That's going to be interesting. But to compete with Santa Baby and the Jackson 5, or should I say the Monkees, speaking of Christmas gifts, everybody loves the gift of laughter. Well, I give you the gift of the shark, Lemmy. Why doesn't Lemmy do the Ray DeVito show?
Thanks for the $2.
Why doesn't anybody spell Lemmy correctly is a better question.
Jesus, that was so brutal the way you handled him. The shit that Stuttering John said about Chad was enough, and for you to kick him like that, Lemmy, you have no soul.
I don't think that's the real Chad. That's not real Chad.
Well, it has to be. It smells like the real Chad to me. But anyway, speaking of smells, my number five and you can't really do a lot of smelling if you do too much of this. Snow by Bing Crosby. I heard this a couple of years ago for the first time in one of the shittest Christmas films I've ever seen, called White Christmas. It's fucking ridiculous. That film is absolute shit. I hate Bing Crosby. He can go fuck himself, but I like this song. The music video is a G-word. You know what that means. Gay. It's just four people sitting on a train talking about how much they love snow, and completely unironically. If they were to do this again with the film about, I don't know, Stuttering John, they would have to call it Snow. Get it? That's hilarious. Do you know this one, Lemmy?
I don't.
Good. So we go into round four. Go ahead, Lemmy. What did you get in at four?
I got Run, Rudolph, Run by Chuck Berry.
Oh, pretty woke of you.
Yep. It's fun. It's kind of, it's original. You know, it's not a remake of a standard Christmas song. I like Chuck Berry. He's like the father of rock and roll.
Yeah. He also used to like to film women shitting and pissing. And when he would get prostitutes, he would piss on them without their consent. He was disgusting. And you could see all that footage online. He would secretly film them and do it. I guess you could say that those people have a dark side to them. Would you agree, Durban?
Agreed.
What? Thank you. Yeah.
Rock and roll legends?
Yeah, rock and roll my arse. What have you got in there to compete with Run, Rudolph, Run by Chuck Berry, Chad?
Well, going with the standard Christmas cover song here. Last Christmas by Taylor Swift. I'll let that one sit for a second. Just let it sit.
I've never heard her cover.
It's very good. It's very good.
So what makes her better than George Michael?
I hate the George Michael version.
Oh my God. Get him off now. Kick him out of here.
I just never liked it. I never liked it. Come on. No. I never liked it. And my daughter likes the Taylor Swift one, so that's why I picked that, because she loves it, so I get to hear it all the time, and it's grown on me. I never liked the George Michael one. I'm sorry, Mike. I know the judge. Ooh, I know I might get a little points off here, but no, I just never liked it. It's weird. I don't know.
It's weird.
It's weird. I never liked it. I'm saying
one of the greatest Christmas songs,
it.
And the video, they're all going skiing. Come on.
No, the weird part was saying that I never liked that song. I like the song itself. I never liked the original version of it. Wait for the context of the weird.
Do you think it may be because you've potentially had a couple of drinks and you're Italian?
Mamma mia.
Yeah, sure.
It could be the case, you know.
Definitely winning this round.
Fucking A.
Yeah, I can't believe that anyone would not like the George Michael version. Even if you like to not like it at all, it's almost sacrilegious. And he also knew how to have a good time at all the time, especially in public when you weren't expecting it. Right, Lemmy?
Correct. Yes.
She gets it. Well, I'm going for one. I'm going to hear. I don't know if everyone would have heard this one. Merry Christmas, Everyone by Shakin' Stevens. Chad, have you heard this one before?
I feel like I have heard this one.
See, this is the thing, is that over here, a lot of Christmas songs are like, kind of like party songs. Were in America for a long time, there was sort of like chilled out, sort of soulful, laid back type songs. Had you heard this one before, Lemmy?
No.
Do you wish you did?
No. I hate Christmas music. Yes, I had to, like, I have to do homework to do this. You know what I mean? I have to seek out ones I like.
I got something you can seek. Oh, you said seek. Well, speaking of which, here's somebody seeking out little Emmy. She's drinking another Guinness. Daniel August for $4.99. Thank you, Daniel. Only here for LL. I have no idea who that is, but we'll work on it.
Me too.
nice podcast, stupid. Thanks for the $2.
Yeah.
George Michael's Christmas video was goated.
Nice podcast, stupid. Thank you.
Yeah, but I'm keeping this, Durban. The thing about the... and of course, the goal is 169, so we're getting there. Don't worry. Because that's the rule whenever a woman's on the stream. 169. But yeah, that music video is brilliant. It's about a guy who's clearly, clearly into women. Loves them. loves them so much that he'll write a song about how much he loves women, but can't get them. Because he's a nice guy. He's already had her. Because he's not gay. And so he spends a Christmas without a woman's company. And you know what? He just deals with it because he's a real man. That is why George Michael is straight. Right, Durban?
Right.
There we go. We got $5 by Crop 11. What's with the allegiance to the PDF like Melton Lemmy? Don't you have kids?
Well, allegiance is a pretty strong word. It shows me where your brain is when it comes to all of this. Allegiance, like, well, this is what, a kingdom or whatever? But also, oh no, are my children in immediate danger? Because I watch a YouTube channel. Oh no. I better stop watching something that airs across the United States. Because my children sure are in danger.
Yeah.
Are you fucking retarded, buddy?
We have 70 watching. If we could get 70 likes, that wouldn't hurt. And of course, thanks to Stevie Lou, a lovely boy. A $1.99 super sticker by the realist Stevie Lou, which I would agree with that. Don't you agree, Chad?
I would. I would indeed.
There you go. So what have you got then in at number 3, Lemmy?
I have Jesus Refulsit Omnium, which is a hymn. It's essentially the very first Christmas song ever documented. So it's got like a meaning to it, and I'm a sucker for a good hymn.
Is this a Taylor Swift cover as well?
No, Taylor Swift sucks.
Did you know how disappointing it would be to go to have sex with Taylor Swift and she has nothing on her? Like, and she's so pale that if you were going to do anal sex, it would look like she sat in the tele. She's a distractingly unattractive woman. And I can happily say that. Who sings this song, Louie?
The GWC Chamber Choir.
GWC Chamber Choir.
That's the best one that I've heard thus far.
Thus? Woo-hoo-hoo! I went to school. So what is the... where the fuck is that thing? Sorry. Seamus McInnes, Irish. The Gremlins theme song better be on every list or it's stuck in a chimney for you. He's not wrong. That's pretty fucking good, but we are still getting through it. And of course, guys, get ready to whip them out. For $4.99, it's the lovely Airy Jane. Little Emmy, what about Amy Grant's Christmas music?
I do like Amy Grant. I just don't like Christmas music.
I've got a question. While we're on the subject, who the fuck is Amy Grant?
She had a few hits in the 90s, like The Lucky One. Do, 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 The Lucky One. You don't know that song?
Yeah, yep, that's right. She would have fit in well on your last list.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Chad, for your comments earlier about George Michael.
Fuck you! Are you fucking kidding me?
Great.
Not surprised.
Outrageous. So speaking of Chad, what do you have in at number 2 to compete with Jesus Rueful what, Lemmy?
No, number 3.
Number 3.
Yeah. But what's the name of your song again, Lemmy?
Jesus Refulsit Omnium.
Oh, yeah. I thought it would have been something ridiculous. What's your number 3 there, Chadster?
So I wish it was going up against my number 2. But my number...
Shut the fuck up, you nerd.
very rude to interrupt, but Christmas Don't Be Late, a cover version of the Chipmunks' greatest hit by a group called Cimarelli. Now, here's why I picked this. I picked this because of the Pentatonix and how much I hate them. So I picked this group called Cimarelli, who did a wonderful version of Christmas Don't Be Late, the Chipmunks' greatest hit, to include on this one. Again, another one my kids love, because I spend all the time during the Christmas season with my children that we enjoy the Christmas music as much as Lemmy hates Christmas music. We enjoy it. So I went with this one, which is very good. Nice little video, too.
Yeah, that's the thing. Lemmy, it's that when you take a break from your job of, you know, designing crosses to burn on you-know-what lawns, it is good to sit back and chill out and listen to this sort of stuff and, shall we say, get totally baked, right, Lemmy?
I get very high. I'm not okay. I'll check it out.
With $2 Canadian, Hamilton Burger, we have to be a bit regarded to watch Hughie LL. I see what he's going for. Yeah. Hey, you can't even spell. Joke's on you. And here's Lyndon 49. Thanks for the $2. Rejoice, it's Christmas time. Peace on earth and fuck Stuttering John. Well, yes, we can fuck Stuttering John because nobody else will, consensually or without payment. Right, Lemmy?
Correct.
Well, to show my wokeness at number 3, I'm going with That Spirit of Christmas by Ray Charles. Do you know this one, Lemmy?
Nope.
You're fucking insane. You don't. Well, do you know who Ray Charles is?
Yes.
He's that guy who you said, I hate anyone who looks like Ray Charles. You know? what's your opinion on this one, Chadster?
I don't think I've heard this one. Now, did you have
Ray Charles? You've all heard
maybe
this.
Maybe I have.
Stop. You've all heard the song. If you've seen Christmas Vacation, you've seen...
Yes, I was just going to say...
Stuck in the attic, yes.
Could I finish my sentence, please? No. I was just going to say it. I don't know if I've heard it, but is it the one from Christmas Vacation? I was just going to say that.
Yes.
See, this is why I love these episodes. They always turn into arguments. And by the way, I think we need to give Chad another drink, and this is how he's going to sound. D?
Ow! That came out of my penis!
It happens. Here is a comment. Thank you very much from Barrister 1401 for thanks for the $10. Little Lemmy, what about Amy Grant's Christmas Titties?
Well, let me see them.
Oh shit, we're getting down. Lemmy knows how to party, Chad. Don't worry. Where is...
Have you ever seen Vanessa Williams' tits?
I haven't stopped thinking about them since that last time.
Nice. That is what I like to hear. Now we get into the second round. Or I didn't pick... Oh, that Spirit of Christmas. Well, I'm shocked that you didn't know this one. Because it's like everybody's seen Christmas Vacation. It's part of one of the funniest scenes. You know when... Clark's watching the old family videos up in the thing dressed as a woman. Lemmy?
Yep.
I think he's just kind of grabbing anything that he can find to stay warm in the attic.
Nope. I think that he was up there dressing like a woman, and because he's into that sort of stuff. And he also fantasizes at night because what he really wanted for Christmas was for Clark Griswold to develop the ability to produce
gunfights.
So there you go. That's the way I see that film, and that's what I think it's really about. And by the way, why is it called Christmas Vacation? Because he stays in the house.
That's a good question.
And why is Jingle All the Way called Jingle All the Way? It doesn't make any sense.
It's got to be catchy.
It should have been called Nazis versus Black People. I'm just saying. In at number 2, Lemmy, what do you have there, Milker Master?
To go along with, you know, the Latin masterpiece, that I picked last, I'm going to go with Leroy the Redneck Reindeer by Joe Diffie this time.
And why do you like this one, Lemmy?
I love Joe Diffie. It's a very cute, very redneck, very... I can listen to this on my front porch trailer during Christmas when it's 80 degrees and still feel kind of good about myself. I've also seen Joe Diffie, rest in peace. And two of my like favorite like country songs are Joe Diffie songs. So I love Joe Diffie.
See, this is why I like doing these episodes, because I've never heard of Joe Diffie or that song. And to be honest, your last few picks have mostly been fantastic, apart from Pentatonics. Because I love that one. What was the one, Augustine or whatever, the hard rock one?
Oh, August Burns Red? Yeah.
That was great.
And then that album, Bad Religion, I thought was really good. So I'm anticipating, looking forward to this one. Chadster, what do you have to compete with Leroy the Redneck Reindeer, you bad-tempered Italian?
Little Drummer Boy, John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell.
So we mentioned this the other day. You think that David Bowie and Bing Crosby weren't good enough, but Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly hit a home run?
Yeah, I think they're great. I just didn't want to use them this time. I just discovered this version about a year ago, but I guess it's been around for about 15 years, and I just saw it for the first time last year. I think it's funny as shit. So I've watched it a couple of times. I like it.
What's funny about it?
Ferrell. I don't think John C. Reilly's part is that funny. Ferrell's face is what gets me the whole time, because he's got the David Bowie like facial thing going on. So, and they recreate the scenery very well. So I got to give him that. But yeah, I mean, I could have picked that. It would have been whatever. I mean, everybody knows that song. So I went with the curveball, and I went with the Funnier Die version with Will Ferrell.
So Will Ferrell is funnier. Will Ferrell is better than David Bowie because of his face.
Didn't say that. I could have gone with that, but since, you know, the first, it's like the lists evolve, you know, you go super serious for me at the top, and then I've kind of evolved it. So I'm going a little more, a little lighter here. So I like this for its comedic reasons, a little lighthearted.
So if you want to be badass like me, you fucking do it.
Hell yeah.
This list is outrageous. But the actual song, you think the John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell?
No, absolutely not. I will absolutely say the other one, the other version is the better version. From my list that I have right now, this is the version I want. You take the deeper breath as you want. Take it even longer next time. This is the version
shit
I want.
This fucking guy's getting in there. At number two, I'm going with, and I don't know if this one was big in America, but it was huge over here. I Believe in Father Christmas by Greg Lake. Have you heard this one, Chad?
I have not.
Lemmy, what about you?
No.
Not, Chad was too busy listening to the greatest hits of John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly is awesome. I condone that pick. That's a great pick.
Excuse me, Lemmy. It's Dewey Cox, who's awesome. Not John C. Reilly. John C. Reilly doesn't have a fucking music career.
Yeah. Have you seen him in the musical Chicago?
He's all over.
And I don't watch it because I got a big fucking dick.
Mamma Mia.
I loved him in that movie.
Yeah. Well, I didn't, because Chicago, as Durban can confirm, it's gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that, right, Durban?
Right. A lot of half-naked bitches dancing around. Super gay.
I'm watching you with holding that knob.
Okay, all right. Let's not do anything bigoted here.
Turd!
I can't believe what's going on here. So I Believe in Father Christmas by Greg Lake. I think it's from the 70s. It's a big old school overproduced... Well, what's the term? Epic... glam rock type ballad, and it's absolutely amazing, and it's been covered by a little band since, I don't know, U2, ever heard of them? It's been like covered. I beg your pardon?
Mm-hmm. 634 blowjobs in 5 days.
That's what you'll do, Lemmy, if you interrupt again. I am shocked by Americans. This song is amazing. And fuck y'all. We get another super chat in there by Up in This, Oh Canada. For $6.99, up Canadian. Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas from SCTV. Don't know what that is. The 12 Days of Christmas from their album Great White North.
No. That is Bob and Doug McKenzie. Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas did a movie where they played Bob and Doug McKenzie, and there is an album called Great White North by Bob and Doug McKenzie. And yes, it's the Canadian 12 Days of Christmas, and I almost put that on the list.
Yeah, I hate that fucking song by anyone. Metallica could cover it with Bruce Springsteen and Liam Gallagher singing, and I would think this song is shite. And have you ever heard of a group called The Spinners?
Irish band. There?
No, I don't know what the fuck. They better not be. Before each go around, somebody shouts out what the next thing's going to be. Like, three French hens! And it just sounds like a bunch of pedophiles ordering their next child bride from a catalog. Hello to Wingling, if he's out there.
So you must have hated Candy Cane Lane, the Eddie Murphy movie.
I told you not to bring that up. That is one of the most heartbreaking piles of shit I've ever seen. I would have rather have gone through sheer torture than to watch that again. Speaking of sheer torture,
I had a tube in my penis.
Well, I guess not. I wouldn't. I hated Candy Kinlian. And more on that in an upcoming episode with the returning lovely Tony from Hack the Movies, which should be good if he can find the time and if I can be arsed. We're now into the number one spot. Lemmy, what have you got in there at number one?
I have a song that came out just last year by Wizards with Guns. It's called The Grinch Song Uncensored is Brutal.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's essentially it's so fucking funny. You've got to watch the video. I highly recommend. It's very, very funny. It's a remake of the Grinch song, and it's just far more brutal. And the Grinch has to experience the most abhorrent things said about him via song, and it's very funny.
Tell us some of the brutal things said about him, and before you go too far,
you're gonna run into some problems with YouTube if you're dropping cunt farts repeatedly.
So, well, they call him a bitch. They dox him. They take a poll throughout the town for like a likability, smell, and looks. And he scored very low. And that's all in the song. And he's like, oh, man, this feels so bad. He's like, you know, I gave the presents back at the end, right? It was just very funny. You got to watch it.
Hang on. We are just getting roasted in the chat here. Thank God for Lemmy adding some testosterone to this episode. Thank God for Lemmy adding some testosterone to this episode. From the Aussie guy whose real name is Dean. And if you go check out the that's his real name. And if you go check out the latest episode of United States of Australia, we were on there talking about the drama from the recent Patrick Melton episode that I recorded, the fallout from it, talking with Lemmy's friend Keanu, and then we made fun of Wingling, and it was pretty good. We gave him and Richie Reardon a good fucking kicking, as it were.
Yeah.
Nice. And also, to hear that episode, become a YouTube member. It's behind there until Joe finally releases it in August. Chad, what do you have there in at number one?
So I have a instrumental song to close this out. This is something that I feel is very calming. This is a very good Christmas Eve song. It's called The Christmas Bells by Mantovani. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. It's part of an Ultimate Relaxation Christmas compilation. If you want to listen to it, go find it yourself. It is very soothing. Very nice little song.
What is the name of that person you said?
Mantovani.
Mamma mia.
There you go. You got to use the hands.
Yeah. I think it was this time about 2 years ago that Chad introduced Dominic the Donkey to me by the great Lou Monte. And that masterpiece has been one of my favorites ever since. We'll hear this. Lemmy actually owns donkeys and likes Christmas music, or at least said she did at the time. Yet she'd never heard the Christmas song about donkeys. How's that possible?
I don't know.
She's a fucking animal. Oh, here's a vulgar comment. I can add some testosterone to little Lemmy. You need to be way, way more specific, Barrister 1401. Which hole? And I think that's just something that everyone has been wanting to hear.
I'm coming over to fuck Husey's mouth, and then I'm going to go through his fridge.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
No, hold on. Balls is clarifying that they're not my donkeys. He is correct. They are my landlady's donkeys, but they're in my yard. So.
Yeah.
I do get you to
had
a out.
You had an accident in your yard before.
I did.
Let's see. I have a proof of it here.
Chasing pigs barefoot. They were my neighbor's pigs, so they needed to get the fuck out of my yard.
See, stay the fuck out of Lemmy. What's in your yard that these fucking animals are so obsessed with? It's definitely not any of Granny's jokes. That's the main thing.
No. It's not so much what's in my yard. It's my neighbors aren't very good at keeping. And it's not my landlady whose pigs these belong to. These are like down the street neighbors who can't keep their livestock contained, which is their problem, not my fucking problem.
Yeah.
Well, it did become my problem. So.
Durban, that chat that's up there, would you mind reading it out loud for us?
Where is this?
It's just in the screen there.
Which one?
It's right in front of you on the screen.
I know. Which comment do you want me to read?
This highlighted green one here. If you look on the screen.
I can add some testosterone to little Lemmy.
You dirty fucking animal. How could you say that? You're the judge. This is going to be a bigoted, biased, sexually harassment-packed contest, but... At number one, just realized I forgot to give mine before going off on a divergent path about sex with Lemmy once again. I'm going with 2,000 Miles by the Pretenders. This song I didn't like for a long, long time until about 2 or 3 weeks ago. You're going to be shocked to hear this. I was out drinking. That's right. Getting fucked up in the bar. And this song started playing, and I thought, holy shit, it is a masterpiece. And whatever it was that I ended up doing that night, I could not get it out of my head. I've played it at least 3 times a day since then. I think it is a fucking brilliant one. Lemmy, have you heard 2,000 Miles by the Pretenders?
No, but I'm actually going to write this one down, because I do like the Pretenders.
There you go. I bet you have heard it. You just probably too high on glue or whatever it is at the time. Chadster, have you heard 2,000 Miles by the Pretenders?
No, never have. I am not going to write this one down, so I will continue to not hear it.
The Pretenders aren't as good as Taylor Swift, no?
not in this house.
Now everyone's going to think we're gay!
Shut the fuck up, you cunt!
Turd!
So, Durban, we have now got to the exciting part that you've been absolutely biting the nails at, the judgment.
He's putting his robe back on.
Yeah, but before you do that, Durban, you've got a Christmas sweater on. Can we see what that is?
Aww.
Very nice. Wait, are you wearing a green Christmas sweater in front of a green screen? There we go. If anyone's only listening to the audio version, Durban just exposed his penis. So that adds an awkward tint to the whole thing. Durban, when it came to judging this, did it take a lot of thinking, or was it very quick to pick winners?
To be honest, I didn't know like more than half of these. And I'm a huge Christmas music fan, like massive, and I have not encountered half of these.
Yeah, I gotta be honest, from hearing these songs here, I don't know most of these, which means I'm gonna have to add even more shit to my playlist.
It's gonna be a lot of work. You should have had me as a contestant.
You wanna do a four-way?
No, it's too late. Time. I mean,
2025, if Lemmy's out of prison still, we will do a four-way match. And that will be released. Fuck, that's going to take some time. So we'll actually start recording that one in September. But there you go. Here's the list here. Durban and stuff and everything. Yep. It just is a reminder. I forgot. If I wanted to buy those Conan dolls, where would I go?
Dolls? Come on. They're not dolls. Here's my autographed one by Conan himself. Can't see it, though. But it's a great figurine. Yeah.
Would you like to put a judgment on this clip, this question here from Jacob Ryan S. for Danger at Doughbox? Would you all agree Stuttering John is a monster piece of shit? Lemmy?
Yes.
With Chadster?
He's never gone up or down in my eyes. He's always been a piece of shit.
I'm loving we're getting the real ethnic side of the Chadster. He's been drinking the El Vino. I think that's what they call it. Durban, would you say that Stuttering John is a monster piece of shit?
Yep.
There we go. That's content creation 101. So, Durban, when it came to round 5 of Santa Baby versus the Monkeys versus Snow, which one did you go with?
You won, Husey, with Snow. But very close, though. Santa Baby is a tremendous song, and Eartha Kitt was a great Catwoman. And it was very close. This was really, the only good part of that song, Chad, was when Davy Jones had his little solo part. The rest of it was just trash.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's their own.
Yeah. Sorry. Snow, Husey, you insulted the movie itself, The White Christmas, which is a great movie. And especially the part where they're singing Snow and they use napkins and parsley and all these other, Parmesan cheese to recreate snowing, skiing.
I heard that you think that White Christmas is not only a good Christmas film, but it was also should have been used as a political slogan.
Mm.
But, you're from Chicago.
Mm.
And it happens, well, speaking of Chicago, where is...
If you leave me now.
Where is it? Ah, for fuck's sake. I get too much shit.
And if you leave me now, you take away the biggest part of me. Ooh, baby, please don't go.
I love that.
When it came to number 4, Durban, we had Run. What's this one called again, Lemmy? Run Rudolph?
No.
Run Rudolph Run.
By Chuck Berry. Yep. Versus Last Christmas by Taylor Swift. Jesus Christ, completely. Yeah.
Just give me the damn award here. Come on, I'm winning.
He's drunk. Versus Merry Christmas, Everyone by Shaken Stevens. Who got the win on that one?
I'll tell you who got the number 3 last place. That was you, Husey. This was garbage. Shaken Stevens, garbage.
Oh, thank God.
Chad, number 2, of course. Last Christmas is one of the best songs ever written, and then you pick the Taylor Swift version, which is, come on, dude. Taylor Swift has a better Christmas song. It's called Christmas Is When You Were Mine. Yes. think.
Okay, but let me ask
that's
you this.
Great. If you would have picked that, you would have won because that's
okay.
A song. It's a
let me ask
song
you this: when you saw that on there, knowing my position, okay, yeah. What did you think I picked that for? Why did you think I would have picked that? Thank you. Okay, I should have got. I should have got for that.
No. Lemmy wins this one by a landslide with a 5 out of 5. This is a classic.
I'll do the fingering.
I thought you picked Taylor Swift, Chad, because you're a bottom right. And speaking of which, open this for Canadian $6.99. Yes. When is Chad doing the hype train? Do you think we can get a hype train today from you, Chad?
And I'll put my shirt back onto its lights. There you go. There's your hype train right there.
Here comes the H-Man, buzzed and kind of bigoted. Well, not...
It's a little bit more of that.
What is that, an AI song?
Oh, yeah. Although it turned out so poorly, it should have been called an AI DS song. Mm. Get it, Durbin?
George Michael.
Freddie Mercury. Number, it came to round three with Lemmy's song, which was the one that I can't pronounce. Go ahead again, Lemmy.
Jesus Riffle Sit Omnium.
Yes. Versus Christmas Don't Be Late by who, Chad?
Cimarelli.
Yes. Versus no. That Spirit of Christmas by Ray Charles. Durban, which one got the win?
This was a close one between Lemmy and Husey. Lemmy, I've never heard this before, but I respect that it's supposedly the number or the first written Christmas song in history, so that gets points. And then I like the choir and the hymns. I like that kind of stuff. So that was great. But Husey picked a classic, Ray Charles. Yeah, Chad. If you would have picked the original Chipmunks version of the song, you may have won.
What you fun picked- is that?
No, man, there's nothing good about the song you picked, the version. Like, it, the video, I do respect that they had the sweaters made. That was pretty cool. But, no, Chad, you lose.
Again, when you saw that video, why do you think I picked it?
This is not a kid's show. This is like...
I'm just looking for reasons.
The show is dripping with, like, homophobia and racism.
Tell everyone's going to think we're gay!
See?
I'm looking for reasons here. I'm looking for the silver lining of my picks.
But the music video shouldn't be why you pick it.
It's part of the reason why I like it. It can't be reason why I like music.
Well, no.
H-Man,
you said one of the songs last time. You pointed out the video.
Yeah, but I also like
the guy
song.
Driving in the car. That's why I like the song. I like their version of it.
Wait a minute, what one?
Last week, the last show, the guy driving in the car in the snow, going home.
Oh, no, no, I said the music video was shit.
Oh, I thought you said you liked it. Whatever.
Okay. I like the racism, the body shaming.
There you go. So that's two... For me, so far, the three. It's still not over, of course. Yeah. Oh, wait, is it? Oh, we'll
round
keep going
two.
Anyway.
Round
so,
two.
When it came to Leroy the Redneck Reindeer by Will Ferrell's Little Drummer Boy versus I Believe in Father Christmas, which one got the vote, Darvan?
I'm going to give it to Lemmy.
Oh.
Yeah. This Yay. Was... I don't really like comedy Christmas songs, but this one was pretty funny, so I'll go with that. Chad, again, if you would have picked the original, if you would have picked David Bowie, you know, and Bing Crosby, you would have won by a landslide, but...
I was having fun with this one. I was having fun.
I mean, it was funny. I do think... I love the duo of John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell, but Lemmy's going to win this one. And Husey, this song is terrible. Father Christmas bullshit. Every version is terrible. U2 sucks, so their version is terrible. No.
See, I did edible. Never again.
Yeah. that episode, Durban, if you haven't heard it, is a must hear. Lemmy was practically overdosing. And it was fucking hilarious. It was the greatest thing she's ever done, apart from giving us the gift of new songs. Thank you, Lemmy.
It's probably around 500 milligrams of THC that I was on, peaking. I was pretty high.
Okay, so in the tight race, Lemmy, it's got me and you are tying. And we're coming into the final of the Grinch song Uncensored by Wizard with Guns versus the Christmas Bells by, who is the name of this group again, Chad?
Mantovani.
Mamma Mia.
versus 2,000 Miles by the Pretenders. Durban Durban and stuff and everything. When it came to these three songs, which one got you a vote?
Not that it matters at this point, but Chad wins this round.
Thank God.
Yeah, I'll throw you a little bone, Chad. Yeah, this was I'll take the bone. I've never heard this one, but it's very relaxing, and this actually does sound like Christmas. You know, I don't like comedy Christmas songs. This was like a classic Christmas. It puts me in the mood for Christmas, you know, this one.
Okay.
Chad, yeah, well, or I mean, Husey, I love the Pretenders, but this song is just not good. It doesn't even remind me of Christmas. I listened to it twice, and it doesn't even remind me of Christmas at all.
It's about Christmas.
Yeah.
Lemmy, I
never heard this one, but it was funny, but it wasn't as funny as the Leroy the Redneck Reindeer. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Lemmy had no stinkers. Like, Chad had a bunch of stinkers on this in this game.
It's not the first time, and it ain't going to be the last time either.
What did you think, though, of the Will Ferrell version of the Little Drummer Boy Durban? Was it any good?
It was good, yeah. Will Ferrell has a great voice, and they do justice to both of the original singers.
Okay, all right, fine. Everybody came from around the world with the riches of the rich stuff to give him, like cloth and fucking incense and gold and fucking jewels and shit like that. And there was this kid that was like, I literally have nothing, but like I could play this drum. And Jesus was all like, I'm actually like way more into that than I am any of this other shit. You know what I mean?
Wow.
The eyes.
She actually looked like she was making fun of an Asian. So the entire point of this episode was to get a definitive winner.
Yeah.
And it turns out that the plan worked out for the definitive winner of a draw.
No, I have it scored differently. I did it in advance. And I did like a five, you know, a point system kind of, right? And strangely enough, the Chadster in my point system, Chad actually beat Husey. But number one in points was Lemmy with 18 points. So Lemmy wins this. She gets the tiebreaker victory. Lemmy is the winner. Lemmy had 18. Chad had 16. And Husey had 14.
14.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's 16 for me.
Lemmy had 2 5-star songs, and that was Santa Baby and Run Rudolph Run. I mean, you guys couldn't catch up after that.
Okay, I as long as there's a winner, I'm okay with that.
Fucking A.
See? So I'm okay with that. I'll take the L to Lemmy. She's got a pretty good taste in music, so I'll accept that. Even though I'm not releasing this episode now, we either do it again and I win, or you all unalive yourselves. We'll work on it after that. Durban, we're getting ready to record a Get My Go Christmas special, which is Durban's pet project. Why don't you give plugs to everybody so we can find out where we can watch and support Get My Go?
You can listen to the archives on the Creative Control Network if you want to hear the audio versions. Otherwise, go to youtube.com/getmygo and @getmygoshow on Twitter. And just watch Get My Go on YouTube. I mean, we're almost at 100 episodes. We have a lot of great stuff going back 5 years. And, you know, the Chadster came along. Which one did you start at, Chad?
I believe episode 19.
Wow. And then do we have the Aussie guy whose real name is
Dane?
No, I didn't say it. Who came on first?
Dane or the Aussie guy? I thought they were the same person.
No, that's not his real name. Chad, who came on first? You were the Aussie guy.
Oh, it was definitely him.
Was it?
Oh, I came on much later.
See, once we got the Aussie guy and Chadster, then we started cooking.
I think so.
Yeah, I think every episode's great, though.
Definitely. And social media, where can we find you?
Well, on our next episode, it's the Christmas episode that we're hopefully recording it this Thursday. And Chad, tell us who our very special guest is that we will be having on for the second time.
Me. No, I'm just kidding. The Chadster will be joined with his co-host from Eyes Up Here, the Queen of Extreme, Francine, making her long-awaited return.
Yeah.
Of what, 2 years?
It's got to be. I think it may be even 3 years. It's
been a while. Well, she said she was coming back, and she kept her promise. So there you go. There's your Christmas gift.
Yeah, and even sabotage the potential It's Usually Hello Christmas special. Because Francine's doing Get My Go instead of this, so I will sue you, Durban. I will sue you for all of your hoods. Lemmy, what plugs do you have?
Butt plug?
Oh, fuck yeah, nice. Yeah. And there's a new drop that I will be using.
There you go. Little Lemmy on Rumble, Twitch, YouTube. You just follow me. I do a morning show every morning except Mondays and Fridays.
And why is that?
Because I just don't fucking want to.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I think we should just fuck, Kaylee. Is that
yeah,
cool?
Yeah, I'm in. Let's go.
Wonderful stuff. And, of course, Chadster, the guy who never stops working. Where can we find you all over the place?
It's at ChadEnB on X, at IB Exclusives on Instagram, iHeartRadio for Eyes Up Here, but no new episodes until 2025, so we are in best of 2024 for the rest of the year. So if you want some fresh content, there will be some popping up on YouTube between now and the end of the year. So Eyes Up Here with Francine on YouTube. If you want to check us out, subscribe, get a membership, come check out all you have missed with the Queen of Extreme.
And what type of content can we find over there on those memberships?
You know, classic ECW, lifestyle content. A little bit of everything for everybody. Private stuff. We don't like to talk about it. You got to subscribe to find out.
Yeah, and just go get in the comment section because it's a genuinely great show that for some reason people just will not get involved with enough. Like, it happens every once in a while. It's fucking infuriating. But that's where I will just go off on a whole other rant there. I want to thank everybody for coming on. I always love doing these. I love seeing how Lemmy consistently wins every tournament, regardless of what rules are changed to make sure she wins. You're all pieces of shit. You have ruined my December, and it's all Durban's fault. I want to thank everybody for coming on, and we're going to end with a big Christmas wave. And say bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Everybody's bye.
Okay, thank you, Chadster. Thank you, Durban. And thank you, Little Lemmy. And fuck you all for those shite song choices. Taylor Swift over George Michael. And fucking Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly over David Bowie and Bing Crosby. Are you on drugs? Well, if you watch the video version, I think he was. Let's be honest. Is this the final episode of the Christmas season? I'm not too sure, honestly. I'm personally getting a little frustrated with the recording and the editing and all this shit. So at the time of recording this last night, I was watching Home Alone in the home cinema. I had a few Guinness. I would much prefer to do that instead of keep recording. But we will see. So basically, this is a pointless waste of time saying this because there may be more episodes to come, depending on my level of harshness. But if not, happy Christmas and happy New Year. And we will definitely be back in 2025. But we may be back next week. We will see. Who knows? But anyway, thank you for listening. Merry Christmas. Durban was on the payroll of Little Lemmy. I know he was. And it is Susie. Bye-bye.
10. Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.